portfolio, program, and project management. Projects can be organized into portfolios and programs. A portfolio is a collection of programs, projects, and operations that are managed together to meet strategic goals. A program is a collection of projects or other activities that are managed together to provide synergy. An organization may use one or both of these levels. Like projects, portfolios and programs need a charter. Unlike projects, portfolio or program management is typically managed at a higher level due to its strategic nature. Projects guided by standards such as those defined in a Guide to the Project Management Body of Knowledge or PMBOK Registered Trademark Guide, Project Management Institute, PMI, are more likely to succeed. PMI's portfolio management standards can also be leveraged. It is important to select the right type of project management for the project and the team's maturity, traditional or agile, plus a specific methodology. Regardless of the type, projects need clear assignment of responsibilities. All projects need to have a formal charter signed by authorized executives that appoints a project manager or equivalent, formally approves the use of funds and resources up to a limit, sets forth high-level timelines, risks, trade-offs, and assumptions, and has smart criteria for determining success. This document should be brief, such as one page. It is vital to educate stakeholders on the importance of a charter. It forces stakeholders to come to a consensus on the scope of the project, sometimes painful, but necessary, and to commit to resourcing it. One or more executives should champion or sponsor the project. Teams must be lean and effective. Verify availability. Full-time participation is best. Verify part-time participation hours with the person's functional manager. Other stakeholders also need clear roles using a RACI matrix, discussed elsewhere. Exhibit 1-44 emphasizes the importance of stakeholder communications. The dotted line shows how part-time team members must keep supervisors informed. A kickoff meeting formalizes roles, generates enthusiasm, and ensures ongoing communication. Exhibit 1-44, Project Manager and Communication. The team as a unit needs to become high-functioning. Psychologist Bruce Tuckman proposed that teams evolve in stages, per Exhibit 1-45. Exhibit 1-45, Tuckman Ladder of Team Development. Traditional project management. Projects with complex requirements that can be frozen early may select traditional, predictive, project management to control project costs and deadlines. The phases, from initiating to planning to execution to closing, are mostly sequential, but use what the PMBOK guide calls progressive elaboration, a feedback loop that adds detail and precision. Planning is critical to success, as Exhibit 1-46 shows. Exhibit 1-46. Project costs by phase. Included in the project plan are the critical project baselines, scope baseline. Objectives and deliverables must align with the customer's statement of work. The scope baseline includes a work breakdown structure, WBS. If work is not on the WBS, it is out of scope. Project schedule. A schedule should have phases and go/no-go decision points. Gantt charts should show what can be done sequentially versus in parallel. Project budget. The budget includes direct and indirect costs, project reserve funds the project manager can use, and management-approved reserve funds. The project manager will monitor and control against these baselines. Regular and reliable reports are vital. Projects get off schedule/budget one day, or $1 at a time. The project manager ends assignments and contracts to control project costs. Work requested after formal customer acceptance will require a new contract. The project manager avoids scope creep or gold plating, unplanned growth in project scope, and insists on additional funds or schedule from the change control board if the scope is expanded. Agile project management. Projects that involve technology such as software or that require prototypes may have a high degree of variability and may require customer-driven changes at all stages, even late in the project. This way, the project can be responsive to competitor actions, to prototype feedback, and so on. For such projects, an agile project methodology is best. Agile methods use intense customer participation, regular iteration with planning just for that iteration, and regular reprioritization, because agile methods can turn innovation into results quickly. For example, releasing a minimum viable product, MVP, before adding features, they are ideal for transformation. Agile might be used at the transformation portfolio/program level regardless of how individual projects are run. Scrum. One agile method. is a rugby term that implies that the team needs to move forward as a unit by letting various members take the lead. Scrum Kanban boards show work in process cards and status columns and a backlog for prioritization. The team meets on a regular basis. They meet to plan the next sprint or iteration. They meet on a daily basis to discuss progress and blockers, a daily stand-up, and they meet to periodically reflect and improve, a retrospective. A product owner who represents the needs of the customer should be in all these meetings. The Scrum Master, Project Manager, removes blockers and keeps teams focused on current work before starting too many new things.